You're listening to SBS News.
The U.S. president has announced steep tariffs for 92 nations, including Canada at 35% and India at 25%. President Donald Trump says the hikes target nations that fail to engage with U.S. economic and security interests. But Australian goods will stay at the 10% baseline. Trade Minister Don Farrell says Australian goods are now more competitive in the U.S. market after Donald Trump's latest tariffs announcement. Australia has been spared from an increase in tariffs, and the rate remains at the lowest level of 10%. Mr. Farrell says that outcome is good for Australia.
What this decision means, in conjunction with all of the other changes to other countries, is that Australian products are now more competitive into the American market. This means products like wine, like beef, like lamb, like wheat, in a relative sense, are cheaper into the United States.
Canberra's recent easing of restrictions on American beef is denied as being linked to the decision. New Zealand faces a 15% rate and Canada up to 35% on items outside the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The White House cited non-tariff barriers and fentanyl trafficking, though Canada accounts for just 1% of U.S. fentanyl imports. Ottawa says it's boosting border security and fighting transnational crime. Switzerland faces the highest tariff increase, up to 39%. Jean-Philippe Cole from SwissMem says tens of thousands of tech jobs are now at risk.
It was a shock for us, and it is a shock for our export industry and the whole country. We are really stunned. And the tariffs are not based on any rational basis and are arbitrary. And it is impossible to explain what does it mean and why this decision is made so there is no rationality.
Swiss pharmaceutical giants Roche and Novartis were spared, but broader economic impacts are expected to be severe. The Swiss government is reviewing its response. Meanwhile, Bangladesh has won a key concession, with U.S. tariffs on its garment exports cut to 20%, down from a proposed 37%. The decision is a relief for the country's $60 billion apparel industry, the world's second largest. Factory owner Mahiddin Rubel says the move helps level the playing field.
When it was imposed, few of our competitors were having lesser tariff than us, so we were a little bit in a shaky position to fight with them and how to cope up with them in the competition. So when now it has been revised, all of our competitors almost are in equal stage.
Meanwhile, in Taiwan, a 20% tariff has left industries such as machinery and plastics on edge as companies weigh whether to shift operations. One executive, Mr. Wang, warns the impact could ripple across multiple sectors.
It all depends on the final tariff rate. If it remains 20%, it will be a big blow for machine tools manufacturing, machinery, and textile industries, and the impact may affect other industries on different levels. As a result, it all depends on the final tariff rate, what markets Taiwan needs to open for the US, what we need to invest in US. We won't know the impact until then.
In Malaysia, most pharmaceutical and semiconductor products will be exempt despite a new 19% tariff on other exports. Trade Minister Tengku Zafrul Aziz says the decision followed high-level talks.
In the end, at 5 a.m., we finished the discussion in the morning, and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim briefed us that President Trump has agreed with the tariffs for Malaysia, which is 19%, announced along with other countries. This will be followed by a joint statement by the Malaysia and U.S. side, including the Malaysia Ministry of International Trade and Industry and the U.S. trade representatives, either on Saturday or Sunday.
South Africa is also bracing for the fallout. Dynamic Fluid Control, a major valve manufacturer, fears the 30% levy on steel could force it out of the U.S. market. CEO Tumi Tselo was blunt.
The longer the tariffs stay in place, the longer the situation will continue to disable us.
South Africans voiced concern over the potential impact of a 30% tariff imposed by President Trump, warning of job losses and economic uncertainty as the measure takes effect. Kalomo Musokotwane is a marketing and events manager.
30% is drastic, so a lot of people are going to lose jobs, and already the government is struggling to create more jobs as it is, and I don't see them creating any more jobs again. So it's going to probably be up to the entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are going to have to somehow find a way to bring back the economy. But then at the end of the day, a lot of people are going to lose.
Serbia has been hit with a proposed 35% tariff. Bojan Stanek from the Serbian Chamber of Commerce described the move as excessive.
Serbia is among the most affected countries in the world. With tariffs, if they really happen, we will have to wait for the official announcement of the officials in Serbia as well. The tariffs are even higher than those applied for Chinese goods coming to America. On the other hand, in Europe, only Switzerland is higher with 39%. We can freely say that this is indeed an irrational decision, bearing in mind that in the last 10 years, the economic exchange between America and Serbia has significantly increased.
In France, perfume maker Corania is reeling from a 15% tariff on its U.S. exports. CEO Laurent Cohen says the sudden change has forced the 90-year-old company to rethink its business strategy.
So, this is new. It's forced on us. It's sudden. And so we, who have been working in this market for many years, we had to turn around. We had to reinvent ourselves. We already had to be cautious, because since January, we have no idea what's coming next.
Aslam Al-Gharib, SBS News.